Okay, so let's continue our series now. We discussed Bishol Akum, we discussed Pas Akum. So now we're discussing wine, Yayin Akum. You know, wine of a non-Jew and related issues, and this is very, very Lamaisa. You know, some of the more Bishol and Pas maybe wasn't as Lamaisa in this country, because, you know, the Rabbanut doesn't give a Hechsherim to certain pasakums and the like, but yayin is very lamaisa in any restaurant which has non-Jews working there. If anybody has any non-Jewish help in the house, again, anywhere, this is a very lamaisa sugya. So let's start, and we'll see the three categories to discuss. So first, there's something called yayin nesach. Yayin nesach is wine libations that are poured to avodah zarah, used for idolatry. So that is Asur Daraisa. One is allowed to get any pleasure from Avodah Zarah, and one is allowed to get any pleasure from something that is sacrificed or used in the service of Avodah Zarah. The Rambam counts it as a separate mitzvah lo sase. The Rambam in source number one, lo sase kuf tzari dalid, his hiranu milishtos yayin esach. It is Asur for us to drink yayin esach. Bezelo ba kasev nigla bebir. This is not beferish in the Torah anywhere. Doesn't see anywhere lo tishte. Yayin Esach, but is learned out from the Torah Shebal Peh, based on the Pasuk. You have it there, Asher Chelev Zvachemu Yochelu Yishtu Yayin Nesicham. It's a Pasuk at the end of the Torah. Mat Zevach Aser Af Yayin Aser. Based on Torah Shebal Peh, but it's alluded to in a Pasuk, I think it's in Ha'azinu, that one is allowed to drink Yayin Esach. V'atayodeya Sha'aser Hu Bahana V'lokan Alav. And one knows that it's Aser Bahana, and one gets Malkus for it. And he quotes Raya's that you know how it's usur d'oraisa. The Gemara has a line that says, oh, by Midyan it wasn't usur yet. So if it says usur yet, that means that it was afterwards usur, and therefore, says the Rambam, achar zen eser b'lo sadek. I didn't give you the Ramban on this Rambam. The Ramban has a long hasaga, where he argues on many different points of the Rambam. Maybe it's only the Rabbanan. Okay, but either way, it's for our purposes. It doesn't make a difference for us. This is the Rambam, and the Rambam also says it in Hilchas Ma'achalas Asuros, Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Aleph. Yayin shenis nasech la'akum, aser bahana'a. If wine that was poured in one of their services to their gods, it's aser bahana'a. Right, it's bizman hazeh. Let's say it's used in one of the, I don't know what they do in the churches, and the sacraments, and with the wine, and the wafer, and this. So that's... For the Rambam, Christianity is Avodah Zarah, so if it's used in that service, so that's Asur Daraisa to get benefit from. And if one drinks from it, that is Asur Daraisa. So that doesn't come up that often, if ever, you know, in our homes. But it's good to keep in mind, you could just write it down, to remember there are four categories of items related to Avodah Zarah in Halacha. And it's good to know the categories, and this came up, Lamaisa, I remember... When I was still in Woodmere, when was that? Probably about 20 years ago, the Shaitel Friday. That was a fun Friday, right? When Rebbe Yashuv gave a psak that all the Shaitels are from Avodah Zarah and the Asur Bana. And everybody was scrambling, you know, what do you do? And the New York Times had a big picture of all the Shaitels being burned in a big bonfire in Brooklyn somewhere. And but when things calmed down, you know, there was more research done, and other poskim said, maybe there's different opinions, maybe it's not really used for Avodah Zarah. But anyway, without getting back into that, number one, there's Avodah Zarah Mamish. Avodah Zarah Mamish is Asur Banah. If somebody worships a table, if somebody worships anything, Avodah Zarah Mamish is Asur Banah. That's category one, the idol itself. Category two is Noi Avodah Zarah. Noi are ornaments and decorations. Let's say Avodah Zarah, I put jewelry on the idol. You know, anything that's noy avodah zarah, that's also asur bahana. Mishamshe avodah zarah. Anything that's used in the service of avodah zarah. I sweep in front of the avodah zarah. Right? I use a shovel. I use a cup. In the service of avodah zarah. That's mishamshe avodah zarah. Category three. And category four, tikroves. Something I sacrifice to the avodah zarah. Or I pour to. Tikroves l'avodah zarah, right? Those are these are four. This is what we're talking about. The wine yayin esach is tikroves. It's the last category. It's wine that's poured to the avodah zarah. It's interesting that bittel, you know, the concept of bittel avodah zarah in Maseches Avodah Zarah, a non-Jew can nullify his avodah zarah. A Jew cannot. The Jew has avodah zara, rachman al islam, that's usher forever. But a non-Jew can nullify. That works for the first three categories. That could be bittul. Tikroves can never be mavutal, because that's going to be used. There are different reasons for that, but that's the first three could be nullified. Ironically, the actual avodah zara, but tikroves, something used given to it, cannot be. Good. So anyway, so yayin nesach is tikroves avodah zara. It's usher. It is a question in the Rishonim. If a guy pours something to avodah zara, what about what's left in the bottle? Is that also called tikroves, or it's only what was actually poured? The Tosfos Rid, I gave you an avodah zara in source number 3, Daf Samach Beis Amud Aleph, says that the whole bottle, you know, once you use it, you pour from it. It's not like Hilchos Pagum, you know, once you drank from it, but whatever's left in the bottle is still okay. You use the whole thing, you know, in the act of pouring, and therefore it'll all be usher. But that is all number one. So that's not Sol Lamaisa today. Category two, Stam Yenam. Stam Yena means wine of a guy that you have no idea whether they did it for avodah zara or not. Stam Yena, it's Stam wine of a guy. You don't know. So the Rabbanan were gozer on Stam Yena. Why were they gozer on Stam Yena? Not because we think maybe they poured it to avodah zara, as we'll see why. That would be a suffik daraisa l'chumra. Why? So that's the Gemara in avodah zara daf lamed vav, four words. Why can't you drink stam yenam or get hana? Because intermarriage. Right? Just like bishalakum, just like pasakum, as we said. Intermarriage, if there's any food item to target, it's wine. Right? And that's what the Gemara says. Al yinim mishum benoseihem. The Rishonim discuss, well, why aren't we worried about yayin nesach? You have no idea. So why aren't you worried? Avodah Zorah is a pretty machmir. So why are you worried that they were menasichit to their Avodah Zorah? So the Ramban quotes three different opinions. The Ramban there, Avodah Zorah, Dach Lamed Vav, he asked this question. Why are we only worried about intermarriage? Which is all an Issa Durabanan then. And if it's intermarriage, it's not really Hilchas Kashrus. Lamaisa, you can't drink it, but intermarriage is more of Hilchas Ebenezer, so to speak. But, so why aren't you worried about, you know, avodah zara? The Ramban has three ideas, he quotes. Number one, miyutahu. It's so uncommon. What percentage of wine that non-Jews have are poured to avodah zara? Even in the days where it was more common. No, most of the wine they drink, for fun. So number one, it's not common. So the Rabbanan aren't goes there on uncommon cases. The Rabban quotes the Ravid. The Mishum Chshasha, the Shema Nisech, Lohavi Lemigzer Behanoa, Vedayu Masur Bishtia. Says the Ravid, well, we know Stam Yenam is even Asur Behanoa. If it was just because Shema Nisnasech, because of that worry, they would just Asur it in drinking. They wouldn't Asur it in Hana. The Rabban doesn't like that. Okay, he thinks the whole thing is Asur Behanoa. So. But the Ramban himself says, "Veli nirabazeh." I think, would they sell it to you if it was so precious to them? They poured it to their avodah zara. They would sell it to a Jew. Come on, it's precious to them. It will be special to them. Why are they giving it to you? Kamo shamar bereish pirkin imisa da'akse lo avim mazgin le. If they were maksid, if they already designated for avodah zara, they wouldn't sell it to you. Hachanami imisa da'naske lo avim mazgin le. Therefore, the Raman says, there's no worry about Nisuch, Ela Mishum Binoseyan, who the Gazi Barabaran. I should have kept going with the underline, right? It's only Mishum Binoseyan that they were gozer. So it is intermarriage, meaning it's Asur Durabanan. If a guy has wine, even if I know it's all kosher, I watched him from start to finish. I don't know what he was thinking, but whatever it is, Stam Yenam is Asur Durabanan to partake in because of the gzera of intermarriage. Tosfos, though, has an important comment. Tosfos in Avodah Zara Daf Chavtes, you have it there, where Tosfos says as follows. Tosfos says, Devadai, he's answering a question, but it's not for us now. I guess we can read it. Tema, my kaboy laminola, namastisa, my bistam yenem, gzera drabanani. The main purpose of the Stam Yenam Gzera was because of intermarriage. But once they asserted it because of intermarriage, they threw on the Yayin Nesach reason also. They wouldn't have just done Yayin Nesach reason, because that's the three reasons we just gave in the Ramban. But Tosfos says, Miyu loha yu osrin oto bahana'a mitam zeh. If it was just intermarriage by Bishal Akum, that's only usr ba'achila. Pas Akum is only usr ba'achila. I could sell Bishal Akum. I could sell Pas Akum. Stam yin was usr bahana'a. So, if we just had the reason of intermarriage, I'm sorry, right. If Devad the Iker Xeris Tam Yena Mishum Bado Sayinu, the Iker reason is intermarriage. Miu loy osuno so bahana mitamze, midavia pitam vishmenam, right? But they wouldn't have asked it bahana. But once they asked it because of intermarriage, they said it's asr bahana, ki'ilu it's yayin nesach. Ela avdu rabbanan ki yayin nesach, gomur shinis nasdek lebeyav notus kochavim, sh'asim in a Torah. It's very important, Stam Yena being asr bahana, right? You can't give it, we'll see. Asr bahana, you can't give it to a guy. Mishum de damilei, because Tam Yenim is similar to Yayin Nesach. We're discussing it in the same shir, and therefore, even though the Iker reason is intermarriage, but once they asked it because of intermarriage, they gave it the status of Yayin Nesach, and therefore it's Aser Behana'a. And that is the next halacha in the Rambam. It's Rosh number 7, which is also quoted in Shulchan Aruch. Yayin Akum, She'en on Yodim im Nisnasech Olo Nisnasech. We have no idea whether it was used. Who are nikras tam yenam aser bahana'a kamo yain shenis nasech. It's aser bahana'a. So you can't get benefit from it. You can't give it to a guy as a present. That's hana'a, because he likes you because of it, right? You can't trade it with a guy for something, because that's hana'a. Any hana'a. The davar zem gzera. So from who? And this is gzera de rabana. Fine, but that also is not as common. Let's say a third category is very common. Or it could be much more common. So again, Yayin Nesach is Mamech Asa Daraisa. Stam Yenam, Shem intermarriage, that's Asa Drabanan, but also Asa Bahana. But then we have the third level, another expansion. A Jew's wine, that a guy moves. If a guy moves a Jew's wine, that's Asa as well. Even if he just handles it and moves it, he just moved it in the fridge from here to there. Right, that's also usher to a Jew. So that again comes up. You know, a non-Jew doesn't have it in them on us, as we'll see. What if there's a non-Jew in the house for 3 hours and there's an open bottle of wine in the fridge? That bottle of wine, you know, is not safe anymore. If it could have been moved and there's no sign on it, as we will see. So this is a problem, and that's what the Rambam says in source number 7 in the next halacha. V'chol yayin sheyiga b'ha akum hareza usher shemenisech oto. Why? Because when he moved it, maybe he had kavana. I'm moving this for my, you don't have to pour it, I'm moving this for my, you know, for my God. Shemenisech oto, shemachshev esa akam lavodos kochavim, halamavta, sheyayin Yisrael, shenoga bo akam, dino kastam yenim shuaser bano. And therefore, there is a non-Jew that's working in a restaurant. Certain wine, as we'll see, can't pour it, he can't touch it, he can serve all the other food. Nothing to do with the making the food, but wine is the most chamor. That is the most chamor, that's why in many restaurants, the fancy wines are only handled by the mashgiach, right? If you ask for wine, you know, and the non-Jews working in the restaurants know that they can't touch the wine, they can't move the wine. There is a major built-in heter, which many are maybe familiar with, and that is yayin mevushal, cooked wine. Many wines bezman hazeh are mevushal. It says mevushal on the bottle. The fanciest wines are not mevushal. The fanciest wines are not mevushal, but many wines, most of the wines that the average Jewish family would have. They're not into the really fancy wines. Most, whatever it is, Kedems, Rasha, and Bartanuras, and whatever, it says on it, mevushal. The Gemara says, if it's yayin mevushal, no problem. A guy could pour it for you. Why is that? Why is that mevushal? Why is yayin mevushal different? The Gemara goes back to the Gemara. Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed, source number 8. Havi Amar yayin mevushal, ein b'vo mishum yayin nesach. Why not? So, different suggestions given in the Rishonim. The Ritva, I gave it to you, and the Rosh also says, because Yayin Mevushal is not so common. So that's why the Roaring Gozer in that case. Who cooks their wine? Nobody cooks their wine, says the Ritva, says the Rosh, and therefore, Eino Matsu Yitzalakol, it's not common. That reason doesn't really help us today. I mean, it might have been helped us originally, and then we're not going to add on to it, but that's number one. The Rambam says, why isn't Yayin Mevushal included? Because it's not chashuv. Why? The Rambam Shita is based on a Gemara in Baba Basra. You cannot, well, let's read it. Ein misnasech la'akum el yayin sheroi l'hakrav agabi ha-mizbeach. The goyim only pour wine to their idols, the same level and stature of wine that we pour on our mizbeach. We do nisach ha-yayin every day in the base of Mikdash. So they have the same standards. Whatever wine that we use on our mizbeach, that's what they pour to their idols. And the Rambam holds, yayin mevushel is no good. It's pasul l'gabi ha-mizbeach. It's a machlokas. It's a Gemara in Maseches again by Basra, but the Rambam Shita is you can't use Yayin Mevushel, so it's not like a Gamayam Mizbeach, and therefore they don't pour this on the Mizbeach, on their Mizbeach. So no worries, no worries. Yayin Mevushel, it's not Chasha for us, it's not Chasha for them. Just putting in brackets, there is a Chumra that some have. I know one rabbi that has this. The Rambam says you have to make Kiddush on wine that's royal and not like a Gamayam Mizbeach. The Rambam Shita, the Shulchan Aruch Paskins. Like the other Rishonim, that you don't have to. But the so according to the Rambam, you can't use Yayin Mevushel for Kiddush. So I know one rabbi who has it under lock and key. They have bought a safe in his house, so Dafka to keep his one Yayin non-Mevushel that he uses on Friday night to make Kiddush, and he keeps it in the safe in order to be Yosei, the Shita of the Rambam that says you can't use Yayin Mevushel for the Mizbeach. That's one Shita of the Rambam. And number two, that's the Svara for why Yayin Mevushel is not a problem. So that is all Svara number two, why Yayin Mevushel is not a problem. Yeah.
Why does that help for drinking it? Like the benefit, that was from the other as well. But then for drinking it was because of the Benosei. So why does that get helped with Mevushel?
It's our wine. It's our wine. We're talking about our wine. We're not talking about Stam Yenam. It's my wine, and he touched it. So if he touched it, there's no Nisuch issue, and it's my wine. If it's his wine, that gets into intermarriage, Benoseihin. But this is not. Yeah.
What do you mean, do like when Mises Ben has said that?
So we'll get to it. Yeah. We'll get to it. Oh, the other way you're asking.
They actually use
Mevushel.
Yeah, they probably.
They Rashi Bar Tanura, right? They use that. Okay, that's a good question. But I think you'd still say, Yayin Mevushel. If you know they used it. That's Yayin Nesach. That's a Daraisa. But Yayin Mevushel, once you say it's not included, I don't think we're going to put it back in. The Ran, I didn't give you the Ran, but the Ran himself says, nothing to do with us. He just says, they don't use it on their Mizbeach. Nothing to do with what's Roy on our Mizbeach. That's number three. But finally, the fourth idea, Rabbeinu Manoach, this is, again, a minority of Rishonim, the Rabbeinu Manoach here, one of the commentaries on the Rambam, and the Ramban has this in one line, maybe once Yayin is Mevushel, it's no longer Yayin. Maybe you wouldn't even make a Bari Pri Hagafen on it. Right, there was a controversy about 100 years ago, the 1920s, when grape juice first came out. Right, they didn't have grape juice in though. What is grape juice? They cook it very high right away, and they take out the alcoholic content. What bracha do you make on grape juice? So if you buy, like, grape juice soda, you're going to make a shahakol. It's mostly water. But the grape juice that we get we know the minhag olam is to make a Bari Pri Hagafen. But 100 years ago, it wasn't so clear when it was first, like, coming out. So they said maybe because you do all this processing, it doesn't have the status of wine anymore. So some Rishonim say that about Mevushel. Right, you have that in Rabbeinu Manoach here. Ubiyain Mevushel has come as Gaonim Shein Mavarchan Alem El Shahakol Vim Kenin Yosum Em BePesach V'Chulu. Okay, but this is all different svaras. But keep in mind, Yain Mevushel, this is only a heter for category 3. It's not a heter for category 1 and 2. Yayin Nesach for sure, once it's poured, and also Stam Yena. Only for category 3, for Magagoy, that's when it helps. Okay, what is Mevushel? How hot? So that is, again, a major Machlokas HaPoskim. The Rishonim have two different formulations. The Shulchan Aruch quotes. Shulchan Aruch quotes, Yayin Mevushel, source number 12, Yayin Mevushel, Shalanu, Shenagabo, Ha'akum, Mutter. Boiling. Shulchan Aruch just says boiling. The Shach quotes other Rishonim. No, it's got to be more than that. Shach says there, it lost some volume, meaning evaporation, not just starting to boil. It lost some lessening of the volume. Again, Machlokas, the Shulchan Aruch and the Shach. The big question is, pasteurization. Almost all of our wine is pasteurized to get out the bug, the germs, and the bacteria. That's less than 212 degrees Fahrenheit. So the question is, pasteurization enough to be called Yayin Mevushal? So that is a major machlokas. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in source 14, says it is enough. It is hot. It is, you don't need more than that. Pashut Shachom Shal Kuf Pei Mala. Rav Moshe was in America, so he went by Fahrenheit. 180. 180. V'gam Pachos Mad Hu Bishol Mamish. Al Shalonasa Shuv Yayin Nesach Lachein. Kiven Shabishol Haya Od Mikodem Shenifra Layam Apsoles. They did this before it became Usser. You pasteurize it right away. So Rav Moshe Feinstein says pasteurization is 100% fine, and that's called Yayin Mevushal. That's others. Rav Avad Yosef also says that, and others. But Rav Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv do not agree. Rav Shlomo Zalman says part of the, and he goes through the whole pasteurization process. Says part of the process of pasteurization and what the Heter Yayin Mevushal is, it tastes a little different. It tastes a little different. When you cook it, it evaporates. The way that we do pasteurization now, the Rav Shlomo Zalman explains, is that it's all done in pipes. Even after it's cooked, it goes right back in. And he said, I even spoke to experts, and they can't tell the difference. So you can't say part of Yayin Mevushal being different is that it tastes different. That's what Rav Shlomo Zalman says. They even do certain strategies to try to make sure it doesn't taste different. Right, gam osim o tachbumos b'chachma shlo yeshum shinui b'tam hayayin. No difference in the taste. V'shamati mi mumche shahamonam en yochal hargish. The hamonam can't tell the difference between mefustar, pasteurized and not pasteurized. Then in the brackets here he says, when I was in France, b'yosi medino sarfas usfarad. That's not Rishon Mazalman. He was never outside of Israel. But it must be the one who, maybe I don't know where he was told that he spoke to the wine. Wineries that they don't pasteurize it because it changes the taste. And I spoke to a couple of experts and they could taste it, the difference. So Shlomo Zalman says, I don't know. So he says, either way, Lamaisa, I'm not ready to be Mekel because I think most people can't. I know, go to some wine connoisseurs, they could tell if it's Mevushal or not. Right? They could tell if it's Mevushal. So again, Shlomo Zalman is not ready for pasteurization to be okay. Again, I gave you different parts of it. He says, even though it's a derabanan, and even though it's an extension of a gzeira, he says, I can't be makel. The end of 15. Mikol makom, mikol hal and tami d'amren einani yodea echefshar lahakel v'lismoch al fistur. On how you can rely on a pasteurization again, which is not as hot as mevushal. Mevushal. Rak memes as a chaydakim. It's just killing the bacteria. L'choshvak and mevushal. Avagav shlo nikar v'shem shinui. V'lo nechza klam emida. The volume doesn't get lessened, and the taste doesn't know no different. V'gam l'nashtana klal tam of reicho. The taste is no different. The smell is no different. And therefore, I think this is all, l'chumra. But again, Rav Moshe Feinstein is meiko in this regard. Okay. Which type of guy are we talking about? Isn't this all related to Yayin Nesach or just intermarriage? So that is, again, a big discussion. There are certain kulas in some Rishonim that maybe if the goy is not an Oved Avodah Zarah, so therefore there's no chash of Yayin Nesach, so then maybe it's okay, right? Maybe that could be okay. The Rambam says that in Source 19, Ger Toshav, Ushakibo Lav Sheva Mitzvos, you can't drink it, but maybe it's mutter b'ana. And if there's a non-Jew that doesn't serve Avodah Zarah at all, could go in Elu Hayishma Elim. The Rambam holds that Islam is not Avodah Zarah, only Christianity is Avodah Zarah. Aser b'shtia u'mutter b'ana, v'chein horu kol ha'ga'onim. The Rambam again says, maybe it's only Aser b'ana if they're Ovid Avodah Zarah. But if not, it's mutter, at least b'ana. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes, "Kol ovi kochavim sheino ovi davaros kochavim yeino aser b'shtiyo muter b'ana." Their wine is only aser to drink, and they're touching our wine. Shavaliyanim aser b'shtiyo, but maybe it goes down one level. Maybe it goes down one level, and it's muter to get hana from if they're not ovi avodah zarah. Again, it's very lamaisa. It comes up by holiday parties, right? Do you assume that most goyim in the world today, even if they're Christians, they don't serve anything? How many times do they go to church, and how many understand what's going on in church? Right, there aren't too many firm Christians. Right, so there are many that say, are they really of the Avodah Zarah? Unless you say, well, because they're identified as a Christian and a Christianity is Avodah Zarah, do you go by like what most people believe, or do you go by the definition But by the category, either way, so there are certain kulas, but we generally do not rely on them. Chachmas Adam is pretty machmir, unless it's a makam tsara gadol mamish. You know, we're generally not going to rely on it. They're not going to rely on it. I once had a shayla again years ago. Again, what's the tsarach? I remember, must have been at least more than 20 years ago. I remember a woman who said that she was she made this whole chicken roast, and her non-Jewish help thought that, you know, she knows that this type of wine makes the chicken taste very good. She wanted to do a surprise for whatever, so she poured this wine on, which was not mavushal, onto this chicken, like the whole dish for Shabbos. And so she called me. I remember it was like an hour before Shabbos. And what am I supposed to do? I said, it wasn't mavushal? No. She poured it on? Yes. Do you have other food for Shabbos? Yes. I said, throw it out. And I said, if you had no other food for Shabbos, we live in a time when, you know, if you're out somewhere in the middle of nowhere, no other food, okay, maybe that's a tzarech. But here, it's hard to be makel there. There is a huge topic. What about non-Orthodox Jews? Where do they fall? Because again, if it's intermarriage, let me talk about it. No issue. The Binyan Sion was 200 years ago, the Aruch Laner. He lived, reform movement, strong, beginning of the 1800s, right? So he discusses this. What's the halacha? Again, very lamaisa of a non-frum Jew who touches and moves the wine. So again, it's a major machlokas haposkim. The Shulchan Aruch says a mumar, in source 23, a mumar who is a heretic, creates osa yayin nesach mago. He creates yayin nesach. So you just read that Shulchan Aruch. No, mumar is somebody who doesn't keep the halachas. But many, not all, but many are, again, a machlokas haposkim. Many are mako. Based on the fact, again, the Binyan Sion already said, what's a mumar? A heretic. A heretic who's an anti, you know, doesn't believe. But says the Binyan Sion, look in the middle. Ad ko divarna meikar adin, eich ladu mechal shabbos v'ferhesia. Somebody says, mechal shabbos v'ferhesia, a mumar, fine. He makes yayin nesach. Avalaposhi yisrael bizmanenu, but the negligent Jews of nowadays, lo yadanam adin behem, I don't know how to treat them. Acha shabavonoseinu rabin pastaha beheres larov, there's this plague that has come. Shabrubam chil Shabbos asagetu. They don't think it's even usher. What do they do? Yesh b'mshus palim tefila Shabbos. They go to shul in the morning. Remember in the first half of the 20th century in New York, many Jews, Rachman al-San, they went to shul in the morning. They came home and made kiddush, and then they went to work. And they went to work. They wanted to keep their jobs. So you call them a mumar? They believe in Shabbos. They know Hashem created the world in six days and rested on the seventh. That's a kofir. That's a mumar. They have a taiva that they can't get over. They don't want to lose their job. Or, says the Binyan Sion, what about all the people who have no idea that they've never experienced a Shabbos? That was called Tino Shanishba. We're talking about the people who never had it. So they're mumarim? Okay, they might not have ne'emanus for halacha or for kashrus or for whatever. But to say that they're a mumar, the Binyan Sion does not think that that's what you should say. And again, this is a major machlokas poskim. We try to be machmer l'chadchila, but again, if it comes up, say in that case there is makom l'hakel. If you know, in that case of the chicken or whatever it is, there is makom. But again, l'chadchila, you know, many are, let's say, restaurants or whatever. Many are more machmer in this regard. So again, l'maisa, if there is a non-Jew in an area in a private house, so that's a problem. So if there's a non-Jewish maid in the house with an open bottle of wine in the fridge, so that is a problem. What can we be makel on? If there was some type of simen that it wasn't touched. First of all, says the Shulchan Aruch says, or the Taz. I gave you the Taz. I should start with 27. Bai Shembo El Yenu Shel Yisrael, a house that only has a Jew's wine. V'nim So Avikol Chavim B'tochu, and the guy is inside the house. If the door is not locked, and therefore the non-Jew knows that the Jew could come in at any moment, then it's okay, because that's something called mirsas. But if it's locked, okay, if he's not nervous that you would come in at any moment, or even if you would come in, that you wouldn't be upset at him just moving stuff around in your fridge. So then it is a problem. It is a problem, again, unless there is some type of simen. Some type of simen on it. What's a simen? I don't know. You put a piece of tape on it. You put it in a certain place that's, you would know if it was moved. So if it's some type of simen, so then that would be okay. The isser is only if the guy moves it, not if the guy touches it. Kind of like muksa. Going like this is not a problem, right? Only if it's moved. Only if it's moved. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Source 29. Just touching it is not a problem, says the Rama. What about if it was moved and not picked up? Sometimes you put something in the fridge and you just move it to make room. So that's a machlokas. That's a machlokas, and that we should be machmir l'chadchila. Shulchan Aruch says that in Source 31. Yesh b'sha'omer shim achaz ovei kochavim b'kli pasuach shol yayinu m'shikshachav. They moved it. They didn't touch the wine. They just didn't pick it up. Nasar. Ramav, Rabim, Cholkim, Lomar, no. Demshichre, Begufa, Shalkli, Belo, Agbalo, Mikri, Shichre. They didn't pick it up. It's not included. Belachin, in Lahakbar, Makam Seda. Yeah, but Makam Seda, it's okay. But, one should, Lachar Chila, for sure, not be in that situation. So is there anything allowed? What happens if they open the refrigerator door and there's wine in the fridge? Door. So that's a double, two factors. Number one, shaloba kavana. They didn't have kavana to move the wine. Number two, al yidei davar acher. It wasn't a direct move. So in that circumstance, we're megal. That's what the Rama says. The Shulchan Aruch says in 32, maga ovikacham v'yayim yidei davar acher shaloba kavana. Both of them. Shaloba kavana and ayde davar acher. So then we can be mako in that regard. Again, generally we try not to get any in that issues. A, just have yayin mevushal in your house, right? That solves all the problems. And if not, you have a fancy bottle of wine. Finish the wine at the meal that you open it, right there, or put some type of simen on, that it's closed. If it's totally closed bottles, that's not a problem either. If it's not open yet, that's also okay. That's a simen that it was. If it's not open, you have the cork in it, then or if it's totally closed. But if not, so this is again, if it was in the refrigerator door and it would move to shaloba kavana, that was is okay. The Rama says not to be mefarsim this heter. Okay. Rav Moshe was asked, what about if waiters wear gloves? Is that already good enough considered a davar acher? That's nice in fancy restaurants. Waiters wear gloves. Rav Moshe says, no, that's a joke. Davar acher means, like we just said, you open the fridge door, you're not like moving it. Or in the days of old, you have like a stick, right? Instead of, instead of your hand. But Rav Moshe says in Source 33, Nigede davar acher piyusho kohad demuskar sham derogag gabrosh lulav shebiyado. Right? He somehow falls down and he's holding a stick and the tip of the stick went into your barrel of wine. You're like, oh, gosh. Right. The Gemara talks about all these cases. What happened if the guy fell into your vat? He had no kavana and he gets out right away. Did he stop? Did he get out right away? Did he stop for a second and then get out? The Gemara Nevo Dezora talks about all these cases. But it says Rav Moshe, in this case, right, it's cool to read always the transliterations of Rav Moshe. Lak, right, la aros yain mitzlochis lakosos adishaloshim bati yadayim shakorin gloves. Gimel lamed aleph beis samach. Right? So Rav Moshe says that doesn't count. That doesn't count for a davar acher. That's in Source 33. Rav Moshe, it's only where something is not part of, what you're wearing. And also, it wasn't that the guy wanted to. If the guy takes a stick also and goes like this on purpose, that's kavana. That might not be called davar acher either. That's just an extension. But that's one heter that one might have in terms of movement. But other than that, one should be careful with any non-Jew in the house. Again, are there heterim litzarech Gadol by non-Odei Avodah Zarah, which is a Shaila and a non-Frum. There are certain kulas that could be fetched out, but, l'chadchila, one should just try to, be machmir l'chadchila in all these cases and just not run into the problems in the first place. Okay? Shkoyach. Okay, so we did bishul and afia and wine. We didn't do milk. and mildew. We did milk last year, one shear. Yeah,